From Washington, this is VOA News. Tommy McNeil reporting. The reactions of world leaders to the death of Fidel Castro include sorrow and sometimes criticism for the former Cuban leader. The death of Fidel Castro comes just a couple of years into the thawing of U.S. relations with the communist island nation after a freeze of more than 50 years. VOA's Amy Katz takes a look at what impact his death may have.
Cuba observers don't expect much on the island to change in the wake of Fidel Castro's death. Cuban-American Congresswoman Ileana Ross Leitanen of Florida is among them.
Fidel Castro has really been out of the public scene for many years. The transition to Raul Castro has already taken place. So will there be real change in Cuba with Fidel's death? Well, at least it's a psychological burden that needed to be lifted.
Over the past 2 years, U.S. policy on Cuba had shifted. With the election of a new president and Fidel Castro's death, it seems it may shift again. Amy Katz, VOA News, Washington.
And the nascent growth in U.S. business ventures in Cuba is now in doubt, with uncertainty whether U.S. President-elect Donald Trump will carry out his campaign vow to undo what President Obama has done. That's the diplomatic thaw with the communist island. It ended 5 decades of hostilities between the two countries. Reince Priebus, who was Trump's White House chief of staff when Trump assumes power, told Fox News that the president-elect needs to see movement in the right direction from the Cuban regime. That's in order to maintain the renewed diplomatic relations between the two countries. This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump criticized Democrat Hillary Clinton on Sunday for joining an effort to recount votes in 3 closely contested states that Trump won, recalling that she said during one of their debates that election losers should accept the outcome even when they don't like it. In his long campaign, the Republican Trump said the election was rigged against him, but he's calling Green Party nominee Jill Stein's bid to start recounts in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania a scam, and derided Clinton's decision to join that effort. Out of millions of votes cast, Trump won all 3 states over Clinton by about 27,000 votes in Wisconsin, 12,000 in Michigan, and 68,000 in Pennsylvania, with Stein getting about 1% of the vote in each of them. Clinton's campaign had not initiated recount efforts, believing that a recalculation would not reverse the result. But hundreds of her supporters have urged her to join Stein's effort in Wisconsin, which is now doing it. French conservatives on Sunday are choosing their nominee for next year's vital presidential election from among 2 former prime ministers with deep experience in government and differing views on how to prevent more terror attacks on French soil. One voter says the candidate chosen must possess some key qualities.
France needs to have a candidate who is going to be able to speak with Donald Trump or Vladimir Putin. He needs to need how the state, the government is working. So he needs to have a lot of experience.
The winner of the runoff ultimately could end up facing the far-right National Front leader, who is banking on anti-immigrant, anti-Muslim, and anti-establishment sentiments to sweep her to power in the general election set for April. With a runoff the following month, if neither side wins a majority, the incumbent socialist president François Hollande is expected to announce soon whether he will seek re-election. Azizhan Farakin, a freelance reporter working for the Voice of America's Kurdish service, has been released after being detained by Turkish authorities. Details of her arrest were relayed by a family friend who said the reasons for her detention remain unclear. Her family has said that because of a state of emergency declared in the area, even her attorney was not able to contact her. She's also a freelance for the BBC and was taken into custody at a police checkpoint while on her way to report on a landslide at a copper mine. Hundreds of thousands of people rallying in Seoul until late Saturday night in what is so far the largest protest demanding the ouster of the president, Park Geun-hye. It is the 5th straight weekend of mass protesters. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.